Welcome to Norway.
We're very happy that you arrived safely here to Norway.
Today we are going to show you some pictures and videos from all the youth around the country.
Yeah, in Norway we have had about 400 participants.
And they've all been doing all sorts of different things, having all these nice hoodies and stuff.
Yeah.
And it has been like great weather, and we've done a lot of different things around the country.
So now we just want to show you a little bit of what all the different groups have been doing.
Yep. And first, we're going to show you a video from Oslo.
Yeah, it's good to see that a lot of people are interacting and getting to know each other and the community that they live in. But we also forgot to present ourselves and who we are. So my name is Melissa and I'm working for the youth department here in Norway.
My name is Jonathan and I am a youth leader in Oslo.
And now as well we have Victor Marley, who is the head of the youth department here in Norway, with us. So we hope maybe...
Hi. Yeah.
We hope maybe you could talk a little bit, because I heard you were in Oslo this today.
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't get many of those waffles that we just saw, unfortunately, but they were giving them away to everybody else. And they said I didn't need them. So that was a shame, but it was a really good atmosphere, and there was loads of young people in Oslo, in Norway's capital city. That were participating.
I saw a little bit on Facebook that they had some people from the Red Cross coming in.
Yeah, those things on the table. Maurice, maybe you could just bring them in because that's quite relevant. Yeah, they in Oslo, one of the things they did is they had a cooperation with Red Cross. And Red Cross, they have some initiatives at the moment because of the crisis in Europe with all the asylum seekers from Syria and other places coming in. And many of those have come to Scandinavia and Sweden and some even to Norway, all the way from Russia and all kinds of routes. But, you know, these people, they're here, they're alone, they don't have friends. And what they were doing, the Red Cross in Oslo and our young people were a part of it. They have this campaign called Be a Little Bit of a Friend. To translate it. they have a number of initiatives that actually go, that try and encourage young people and other people all over the country to include the new people that are coming in. You know, Northern Europeans are a bit kind of cold and not always very contact-seeking. But Red Cross says, well, it takes a very little bit to include others, just to be a friend, to take an interest, to take them to football, or, you know, just to pop around and say hi if you've got a new neighbor. So they have this, they have these leaflets and they have... They have a contact with some of the asylum receiving places, and what they did now on today was to get the young people to give out some information and stop people in the street, and they would give the people in the street these two chocolates, and one of them says one for you and one for a friend. And so I actually came along the street and I met some of our young people, and they stopped me and they explained about including others, and they gave me these chocolates, one to a friend. And I actually forgot to give this to a friend. So, Melissa, that's for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Do I then have to pass it on to another friend? Or?
Well, you can if you want.
Yeah, well, you can eat it if you want.
That's a pretty cool initiative, I think.
Yeah.
To actually cooperate with some other voluntary organizations and do something for the...
Yeah, I think I think that was quite interesting with it, because before we've done very much our own thing, but with cooperating with the Red Cross in Oslo, they're also building bridges to other organisations, and together we can actually help them to be the sermon, and they can help us to be the sermon, and I think it has a really good synergy effect. So that was a good initiative in Oslo, I think.
So this is something you can probably work on after Global Youth Day also, like...
Yeah.
Cooperate with the Red Cross.
Yeah. I mean, the lady that came and gave the information to our young people before they went out, and they had some training and things. She was really impressed with our young people, and they went out and they were really, you know, they stopped people and they went through them. She brought material. She thought it would last for 2 or 3 hours, and they got rid of everything within an hour. You know, they were really active, and she really appreciated it. So it was a good way to build bridges and to do things with others. But later in the day, they also did, when the Red Cross people had gone, they did another thing. They went out, they had a bit of lunch, and then they went out again, and they made a stand, and they had the waffles and the free hugs, like you saw on the film there. And there was a choir of our young people. There was singing, and, you know, lots of people were stopping and asking questions and who we were and so on. So, yeah, I think that was also very good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they sent another video as well that we also want to watch, just to see a little bit more of what they did.
Dette Oslo, sett ovenfra på Google Maps. Men mesteparten av året så ser det sånn her ut. Innerst i Oslofjorden ligger Norges hovedstad med sine 454 kvadratkilometer. Byens 629.313 innbyggere består av både rikfolk og fattigfolk. Om byen er det også sagt at den kan sette sine spor. Denne forunderlige by som ingen forlader før man har fått merker av den. Dette er slottet. Her bor kongen. Ved siden av slottet sitter denne tiggeren. Både kongens og tiggerens liv knyttes sammen av gata Karl Johan, som er kjent for sine shoppingmuligheter og et yrende folkeliv. I tidligere tider var denne byen også kjent som Kristiania. Operaen er vårt kulturelle sentrum og en arkitektonisk perle. Ved siden av operaen ligger Oslo S, kanskje bedre kjent som Plata. Her ved togstasjonen finner du også denne tigeren. Bruken av tigerstaden om Oslo kan føres tilbake til Bjørnstjerne Bjørnson og et dikt som heter Godt mot. I diktet så skildres en kamp mellom en landsens hest og en tiger, som liksom skal symbolisere den grusomme byen. Byen vår vokser. Den strekker seg også mot himmelen. Her et glimt av Oslos egen skyline i Bjørvika. Byens innbyggere er alle mennesker som trenger varme, omsorg, trygghet, kjærlighet, å bli sett og hørt, å være en del av et fellesskap. Menighetene våre er fellesskap som setter Jesus, kjærligheten, i sentrum. Her et glimt fra Betel. Mennesket lever ikke av brød alene, men også av hvert ord fra Guds munn. Her samles menigheten både til gudstjeneste og måltid i Cornelius. Dette er Ulsrud. Og i et menighetsfellesskap det også viktig med øyekontakt. På Global Youth Day vi utenfor kirka for å se de som ikke finner veien inn i kirka til vanlig. Global Youth Day en dag hvor vi ser menneskene rundt oss. Vi deler Guds kjærlighet. Vi kan være praktiske hjelpere. Kjære Gud, vis meg din skjønnhet på dette stedet, i denne gata og blant disse menneskene. Gud, hjelp meg å tenke dine tanker og kjenne dine følelser for menneskene og stedene jeg ser. La ditt rike komme og din vilje skje, her og nå, som i himmelen. Amen.
As you maybe can see, I am not Victor Romali. I am Marius, and I'm working at Tyrifjord, our high school, as a year for the Lord, yeah, mm-hmm. And doing some work with the students there. And as you know, this is just a little part of a 24/7.
24 hours,
no, yeah,
at least.
Yeah, yeah.
20 live
yeah, live sending.
yeah, and there is about 8 million. People around the world, youths around the world, who are gathered in their cities, doing things in their community on this day.
So I just want to let you, all of you who is watching, know that you can follow this live sending all day for 24 hours. So it started way before us, probably somewhere in Asia. Or Australia, and it will go on to America as the time zones move as well. So if you go on Hope Channel, you can follow it for the rest of the day if you want to see it. And you can also, if you want to see what different groups are doing different in different parts of the world, you can either go to www.globalyouthday.org, or you can just type Global Youth Day in Facebook as well, and they will pop up.
And this is about... I thought about this, and Global Youth Day is about doing something positive in your community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And together we can do much more.
But I think it's very cool to see how people get really engaged in this, at least here in Norway, because some friends of mine that I know, I think it was last year, they had Global Youth Day, and they got so excited. So they were downtown and had some waffles and all this kind of stuff, and they got so excited about this. So they decided that they wanted to do this another day as well. So then a couple of weeks or months later, they did it all over again, just yeah. Because they liked it so much, because they saw the impact they made on the local community where they lived.
Mm. And that's why I said 24/7. Because we are having Global Youth Day all the week.
That's true.
All week, all day.
All
every
week, all
hour.
Day. Yeah.
And I think it would be pretty cool if more our youth groups actually, like, would do it more often, not just this one day a week. I think that would be pretty cool.
Mm. Mm.
And you talked about Bergen.
Yes.
And we actually have some pictures from Bergen.
Yeah.
Don't we? Maybe we can show the pictures. Yeah, as you can see, they visited a nursing home for elder people.
So they went there. I talked to some of the guys, and they said they went there. There were about 15 people going there to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had quite a few songs that they sang for the people and sang with them and for them and had instrumental piece. And they also spent quite a lot of time, I think, talking to them and actually acknowledging what they've done and that they're also... human beings who's a great part of our community who might often be left out or forgotten.
Mm.
So that's okay. Very interesting. But we also did some other cool things because this, at the same time as we had Global Youth Day, we also had a teen event going on. I don't know if you want to say something about that.
Yeah, we have this teen event this weekend, actually. And in Sandefjord, one of the cities in Norway, we have gathered about 50 teens who together went out in the city, and we had a lot of activities down in the city. What did we do there, Melissa?
Yeah, we, as you understand, we were there early today, so we had a waffle stand, so we gave out free waffles, and we also...
We love waffles here in Norway. waffles all the time, everywhere.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we also made these figure balloons.
Yeah.
So all the kids ran around, and they blew their balloons, and they made, like, dogs and hats and swords, and gave it out to the other kids over there. And we also had,
We actually had some people dressed up as clowns.
Yeah,
so they made these figure balloons and gave out to the children.
And we also had rented one of these jumping castles. I think that's what it's called in English.
Bouncy castles.
So we had all the kids from the local community who could go in there and just enjoy their time and have some fun.
Mm. Yeah. And we also had some people playing the guitar and singing some songs and dancing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did a lot of different things to get all these 50 teens engaged. But one thing I thought was really touching, I just want to say that before we show the video, was that some of these, the cool 14-year-old boys, they came up to me and they had seen this homeless man around the corner from where we're standing. And they came and they asked me, "Oh, Melissa, is it okay if we take a waffle and give it to that man?" And I thought that was pretty sweet that the man didn't see us, but they asked if they can actually bring things and give it to him. I think that was pretty sweet. I think that's somewhat what this is all about.
Yeah, reach out to people who don't see us, not maybe always have them to come to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's watch the video.
Let's watch the video. You saw we had a lot of fun in Sandefjord, and we also, as you also saw, we visited this nursing home in Sandefjord because we really want to take care of the elders and make like a social thing with them.
Yeah. And you can also do quite a lot with 50 young people. So.
Yeah.
So we had to engage everybody, and it went very, very well.
Mm.
Yeah. Marius, I want to talk about what you did on Global Youth Day today.
Yeah.
Or this night, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The past night. Yeah, we thought that everyone is either going to nursing homes or going out on the street and
making waffles.
Yeah. And we've done that also for the past 2 years, so we want to do something else, something different.
Okay.
So
is this like a group from Tyrifjord, the high school?
Yeah, the high school, the students on the high school.
You have quite a lot of students, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, not everyone is going with us. So,
so but, you were but about
we were about 35, I think.
Good group. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And in the middle of the night, we went out to make the night for the night shifts worker in our local community, like a police station, fire station, nursing homes also as well, hospital, the emergency center, you know.
Emergency room?
Yeah, emergency room, and also the, I don't know in English, but the rooms you are giving birth as well.
Yeah.
All the rooms and also... yeah, everything that includes night shift workers.
Okay, so you went out all the night to do this.
Yeah, well, not all the night. We were out for maybe an hour.
Maybe. Or,
yeah, and we were like splitting up in cars. Yeah. And
okay.
I think we have some pictures that we maybe wanted to see as well. I don't know if you want to say something. While
this is one car and went to, I know which nursing home it is, but you can see they were giving flowers, and we wrote also a card with just a little thank for what they are doing and a Bible verse. So
so you stay there and talk to them, or gave the flowers and cards?
The plan, of course, we wanted to talk to them, but especially on the nursing homes, they were not so glad to let so many youth people in after 12. So they came out and just took the flowers. And
it's not visiting time, maybe, in the middle of night.
Yeah, yeah. But I was on the group who went to the fire station.
Okay.
And, you can imagine... 3, 4, 5 guys sitting there watching TV, nothing to do, and suddenly a car of young people was passing by, and they were really glad that we came, and it was more like they didn't want us to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, so they took us to all their cars and fire engines or trucks or whatever you say, and we were trying putting on their smoke diver suits, I don't know in English, for with the air on their back.
You tried the air.
No, tried the air, but we were trying all the equipment, and showed us the boat they had, and it was really cool.
So you also got a lot out of it.
Yeah. And it was actually super fun to be there. And I want to go back.
You know what you're going to do next year.
Yeah, I'm going to be a fireman.
You can go back there any week if you want, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool that some people actually take the initiative to think a little outside the box and do something new, like what you guys did.
Mm. Yeah. So, I'm grateful and happy we did that. So.
It's only the creativity that can stop you from doing things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also heard a lot from the students on the school, and they really like it too. So I think even the night was a bit late, and people want to sleep. No one is regretting being with us on the night shift.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you also got a night shift then. You also got a night shift.
Yeah.
That's very good. We also have another video, I think, from another group a lot northeast of Oslo.
Yeah, in Jessheim.
They told me that they couldn't make a long movie because they were going to go into a nursing home and they were not allowed to make video for the elderly people in it. But they gathered a group of 10 young people, I think it was, and they made all these homemade cookies or biscuits.
Yeah, as you can see here.
And then later on they took all these homemade cookies and went to... just to sit down and chat with the people in the nursing home. And I think they actually stayed for quite a few hours. So that's amazing.
And some of the students you are seeing on this video is actually students on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
So even we were only 35, people went home and did something in their hometowns. So, yeah.
Yeah, because TV is a boring school, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's super boring and...
oh. Boring? Not boring. Boarding.
Boarding.
But I think it's cool to see that people actually, even though it's not their local, even though they don't live in the local city, they still go out and they still do things. Because they want to participate where they want to participate. Mm. And I think that's pretty cool that actually you can see all these young people making an effort.
Yeah, and... actually, I live in Oslo, and I'm a youth leader there, but I went to Sandefjord, to this teens event, and Sandefjord is actually also my hometown, so I went home to my hometown.
So, just to sum up this part of this 24 live stream, I just want to encourage all of you to maybe go out and do this, be the sermon and do Global Youth Day, a bit more regularly, because I don't think there's any reason just to go out and do something in the local community just once a year. I think maybe if we did something more regularly, we could also make a greater impact in the local communities where we live. And we talked about a little bit about this Global Youth Day being to be the sermon theme. And I think, or at least I believe in a powerful God who... I think can do very powerful things when we dare to go out and to be the sermons where we live in our neighborhoods and in our communities and actually dare to meet the people who live there and talk to them and get to know them as well. And I think it's all about to be loving and be creative and be bold and be faithful and just try to show people bits and pieces of who God is and what God can actually do. So not just... being the sermon just once, but how to, or try to be the sermon as a lifestyle. I think that's what I want to encourage you guys to plan ahead and try to do stuff to make church more interesting, maybe, and do stuff for the people around.
Yeah, and I think that when you are doing things together, I think you can see more of who God is.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Especially for the youth, when I'm sitting in a sermon and listening to a pastor, I think most of them are forgetting what they are listening to. But when they are doing something together, to see a person smile for something they are doing, yeah. I think that will give them memories for the life.
Yeah, I think it's something about creating those memories as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To actually do something that you know will impact other people. I think that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Well, now we're soon finished here. First of all, we want to thank everybody who has followed us and watched the... the live sending from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And we also encourage you to go out every day and be the sermon wherever you are.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You're watching Hope Channel, embracing the promise for a better future.